Hey, VoiceTubers, how's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's a great day for a pronunciation challenge. I am sorry for my voice because I was screaming and yelling a lot, so you're just gonna have to bear with me here today. Today's video is what too much diet soda does to your body and brain. Do you like to drink sodas on a hot summer day? I know I like them. Especially after a long exercise, a cool Sprite is what I always go for. But when you buy sodas, do you buy regular ones or diet ones? Let me know in the comments below. Let's watch this video together to find out what happens to your body and brain if you drink too much diet soda. And let's take a look at our sentence today. When we ate something sweet, for example, the brain sent signals to our pancreas, which started producing insulin that stored the sugar molecules in our cells for energy. When we ate something sweet, for example, the brain sent signals to our pancreas, which started producing insulin that stored the sugar molecules in our cells for energy. And now it's time for our vocabulary. 好的，今天就要来看我们的第一个单字了。首先第一个看到的是 signal。这个字它是一个名词，是信号的意思。那比如说这边有一个句子， The fireworks were a signal that the festival had started. 烟火是庆典已经开始的信号。那这边补充一个，比如说我们在路上开车啊，左转右转的时候都要打方向灯。这个方向灯呢，它的英文就叫做 signal light。好，下一个单字我们来看 sign。Sign， 这是一个动词。那它这边的表示呢，就是打手势或示意的意思。那这边这个字呢，如果你把它换成一个名词，如果把它变成 sign language， 它就是手语的意思。那每一个国家呢，都有不同的手语。好，假设以美国的手语为主好了，它就叫做 American Sign Language (ASL). 好，让我们来看一个例句。He signed to the waiter that he wanted another drink. 他向服务生示意想要再一份饮料。下一个我们来看 produce 它是一个动词，是生产、出产、制造的意思。那这边有一个例句是 France produces a great deal of wine for export. 法国生产大量葡萄酒供出口。那我们看到这个 export 就是供出口的意思啦，就是你会把你国内生产的东西卖出国。那 export 的相反呢，其实就是 import， 就是进口的意思。好，那我们来看下一个单字 product。product 这个是一个名词，意思是产品、产物。那我们来看一下 ，the product is so good it sells itself。这种产品非常好，不需要促销。那通常我们在讲 product 的时候呢，通常都是比较倾向于工业生产出来的东西，我们才会把它叫做产物。那如果是农产品的话，我们比较会常说的是 produce。好，再来下一个单字，我们看到 store 的意思呢，它是储存、储备、储藏的意思，是一个动词。好，那我们来看一下它的例句哈。I've stored my thick sweaters and jackets away until next winter. 我把厚毛衣和外套收起来，等到明年冬天再穿。那 store 这边就是一个动词，那如果当名词的话就是商店。那下一个单字的话，我们看到的是 storage。storage 这是一个名词，是储存、储藏、储备的意思。来，我们来看个例句。We've had to build some cupboards to give us more storage space.这个意思就是我们不得不做些壁橱来增加储藏空间。好，下一个单字我们看到的是 molecule。molecule 这是一个名词，意思是分子的意思，这就是比较物理化学的部分了。好，那我们来看一下它的例句。The hemoglobin molecule contains only 4 atoms of iron. 血红蛋白分子只含有四个铁原子。所以这边 hemoglobin 就是血红蛋白分子。那 atoms 就是原子， iron 就是铁的意思。好啦，这就是今天的 pronunciation challenge. That's all for today. Make sure you leave a recording and a comment, because I love seeing that, and see you next time.